Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Mara. Welcome to You Are OK. The guest call-in number is 646-595-3584. It's my understanding that that is a free call. Hopefully this week we'll have some callers and I will have actually figured out how to bring you online, so let's count on that. If there are some callers and it's a moment, please just give me a bit of a time. I want to segue in. I'm trying very hard not to have dead space. Today we're going to talk about a very heady subject. The subject is, how flexible is the truth? And before we get there, though, let's talk and spend our minds, our powers, our being for just a moment united. So if you could say aloud with me, please. Let us send love to all that exist, to those who are our friends and those who are our enemies. Let's send a special dose of love to our enemies. Let's empower them to find peace, exactly the peace that we are searching for. I think we need to keep in mind that all movements have to start with someone, somewhere, and one person at a time can make a huge difference. So if we want a movement of peace internally in ourselves and in others, we need to believe that peace is possible and to let go of the suffering and the agitation that we feel in life. I find myself closing meetings with friends and sometimes even business associates lately by saying, let peace be with you. At first I was a little scared, but that statement speaks to my very core and reflects all I strive to attain in life. So now I'm taking the risk and I'm showing my true nature, love. So what about the truth? I wanted to be very scientific today, so, and I also wanted to fill the whole 15 minutes without rambling if necessary. I'm hoping some of you will call in soon and tell me what you think about how flexible truth is. Philosophers can't even define truth. There are theories that go from something that absolutely occurred, the absolute event, all the way to theories that the truth is what people who are in power want other people to believe it is. And probably our life experience shows that's true. I don't think many of us would doubt that. As a lawyer, I see truth flexibility as people shaping facts to defend themselves based on some construct that they have about what they think others want to hear. The truth as they believe others want it to be. By that, I am not saying they are lying, and rest assured, I do not believe people lie on purpose for the most part. I just think they remember the facts in a way that best serves their sense of self and fits into the model they have regarding what they should see, what they should think, what they should know. It becomes their truth, and they stick to it. In a business setting, that truth becomes very important to me, and in fact, I strive for an absolute definition. An absolute definition for my clients in an environment of respect. But the absolute definition about what is acceptable and what is not acceptable and not allowing a lot of rationalization arises because we have laws governing businesses. They just don't have a lot of flexibility or choices. But in life away from running a business, just in our human relationships one to the other, we can choose peace over being right. Let me say that again. We can choose peace over being right. Life has taught me that although there may be one objective version of what transpired, there is generally no single person who saw it that way Unless, of course, that person is the dispassionate fair witness from the book Stranger in a Strange Land. Do y'all remember that character? Wore the flowing robes, had the discerning blue eyes. I love that. I love that image. Who could see things as though a camera was rolling the events out and was incapable of lying. Whoops. I think in that book, one of the fair witnesses ended up succumbing to a personal motive. Call it greed, call it a desire for advancement, call it a lie. Does it matter? Most of us are not fair witnesses. We are influenced by life's pressures. We are influenced by a desire for prestige. We see things based on all we have ever seen and all we have ever experienced. Even if we don't see it that way, by the time we translate it into words, it's going to fit in what we know. And realistically, we know that people see things differently in different places. For instance, the right or true side of the road that one must drive on if one is driving in a country other than the United States might very well be the left side. But in our country, it's the right. Thus, we see what is true as something that is influenced by what we believe it should be. The danger is that we will cling to the truth to the point of harming ourselves. People will challenge others. Are you calling me a liar? I have never said those words, but I have heard them said. And I know that sense of desperation as the last word leaves the person's mouth. It's like, wow, I really believe I saw what I saw. But am I ready to pull on the boxing gloves, retire to my corner, and prepare to battle over whether the sun was really, really bright this morning or not? Whether the food last night was tasteless or not? Whether Billy really said something 25 years ago, the way I remember it, or not? Whether you wore that dress before I had a chance to wear it? Those words, "Are you calling me a liar?" do not open conversation. They close it. People rush to their battlegrounds, righteous and ready to battle to the death. And if not physical death, spiritual death, how many people are pounded down because someone else said to them, "You're calling me a liar," and it made them so afraid inside that they stopped talking about what they believed could be true. There is no dialogue in that. Perhaps if one were to share an appropriate response, that would be, "Of course I'm not calling you a liar. We're just comparing what we saw, what we remember, what happened." But most of us don't think to do that. And along the way in the battles about whether we're calling someone a liar, there develop alliances, and those alliances help shape what is true. And the beat goes on as camps of us and them develop over things that really don't matter very much in the whole scheme of things. Martine Batchelor in Meditation for Life said this wonderful statement, "Honesty can be cultivated by transforming your inner language. For example, you might think I am no good or they are not good. Is this true? For some strange reason, people want to wallow in the idea of being either the best or the worst. What is true in this moment? How close can we get to the reality of our experiences right now?" I guess for me, the question of whether to don my boxing gloves turns on whether doing so is advancing a truth on something that will ultimately matter, or if not. I choose to advance my peace and stand silent. So if someone says to me that they wore the dress first, then I say, aren't you lucky? Because who cares? In the whole scheme of things, who cares? What matters most to me is clinging to the joy in the moment, not to things that are done to prove I am right and spoke the one truth. Have you ever noticed how many needless words are being spoken lately? I have, and sometimes they come from me. I am so thankful that I get a new chance, a chance to start over, and we all do. I am learning to just allow whatever happened to have happened, accepting my role, whatever it was, which varies with the teller, and loving all of the participants because we are one with each other. Yesterday, I saw a movie trailer, and for me, it was wonderful. This little girl made an accusation, and now she's talking about it after the facts. And horrendous events flowed from her accusation. And she said, she made what she described as the innocent assumptions of a child about what she thought she was seeing, which were wrong. I am working to make certain when I go to battle over truth, it is because I want to save someone, not gossip. And it's not to have a pyrrhic victory over something so that I am right, when being right matters little to me, a lot to someone else, and just gives me a chance to pound my chest. Callers, do you have anything to say about that? While we're waiting for this call board to light up, last week, my first show it does, let's talk about what Don Miguel Ruiz said in the Four Agreements. We have just about enough time. Be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip against others. How often is your truth really something that's impeccable? How flexible is it? Can you change it just a little, add a little positive push and end up you walking away and the other person walking away feeling like victors? Use the power of your word in the direction of truth. Don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What they say and do is a projection of their own reality. When you immunize yourself from their opinions and their actions, you didn't cause them. You end the disease, D-I-S, new word, E-A-S-E, that afflicts your self-worth. That's for my young friend listening. Don't make assumptions. Ask questions. Avoid misunderstandings and drama. You may not be talking about the same thing. And always do your personal best. It's a flexible standard, so don't hold yourself to some perfection that you attained yesterday. Instead, accept yourself just the way you are today. If you don't feel well, then your personal best is going to be different today. I'm not sure when this thing is going to end. It's very soon now. And I want you to know that I am holding each of you in my heart. I trust that the Lord, whom I call love, will enfold you. I encourage you the next time you want to say God, to say love, even when you want to say love, damn it. May love enfold you. May love bless you. What in the name of love do you mean? May love guide you to use your truth wisely, nourishingly, thoughtfully, enriching others each day. And may today we begin a time of peace, arising from the peace that each of you is nurturing in yourself. Namaste, my friends. I believe all will be well because all is well if we look at the moment, and the moment is all we have, now and only now. Peace be with you now and